Now, will you notice? We read here, "And many of the children of Israel shall return to the Lord their God. He shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias." Now, let's understand clearly that John the Baptist went forth in the spirit and power of Elias, or Elijah, but he was not Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. This is to bridge the generation gap. You know, our problem today is not that there's a gap between the adults and the youth. The problem today is between God and the adults. If they had a proper relationship with God, we wouldn't have this problem with those that are the young people today. I'd love to elaborate on that, but I'll not take time today. "He shall go before him in the spirit and the power of Elijah." That's important to note. Now, listen to this, and this is hard to understand. "And Zacharias said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I'm an old man, my wife well stricken in years." And you know, I can't help but laugh at a verse like that. The great many people don't find humor in the Bible, but there's a great deal of it. Here is a man that's gone to God in prayer, and he's a priest. And at the altar incense, he said, "Oh God, give me a son." Now, when God says, through the angel Gabriel, "I'm going to give you a son," what in the world does this man say? He said, "How do I know it?" He said, "My wife's old and I'm old, and I don't think we can have a child." And yet he was praying for it. You ever pray like that? You really ask God for something, and you really don't believe he's going to give it to you, do you? And that's one reason we don't get answers, I think. No faith at all. But this man Zacharias, he's quite human. I can't help but laugh at him, because my feeling is that that's the way I pray sometime, and I'm sure you pray that way sometime. We ask God for something, and then when he gives us the answer, we're a little surprised, aren't we? And this man Zacharias says, "How'll I know it?" Well, the angel answering said unto him, "I'm Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and I'm sent to speak unto thee and show thee these glad tidings." May I say to you, the Word of God today has the seal of God upon it. And that's the authority of it. It's not what Vernon McGee says. It's what the Word of God says that's important. It's what God says. Oh, how important that is. Now, notice this. It says, "And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season." This man now that's been so vocal to say, "How shall he know it?" Well, the angel says, "You're going to be dumb." And you know, unbelief is always dumb, never has a message. I think it was Elizabeth Barrett Browning that made some statement about that, "If you have not faith, keep quiet." It might be well for a lot of these babblers today that are everlastingly spouting off about their unbelief. Well, you haven't anything to say. Why don't you keep quiet? Let the man who has something to say believes God. Now, will you notice? "And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak unto them. And they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto them and remained speechless." And I don't know, maybe you don't see this as being funny. I think it's funny. God, after 400 years of silence, he breaks through, and this very man that he communicates with doesn't believe him, and now he's made dumb. And you can imagine him out there trying to explain. How would you explain and make known to people that you'd seen an angel and you couldn't talk? My friend, that's not easy. You think about that for a little, and you think of the gyrations that this man Zacharias must have gone through, and I think they were rather comical, by the way. I hope you see it that way, too. Now, will you notice, verse 23, "It came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house." You see, David had arranged the priests to serve at a certain period of time. Then they had a vacation. They served, and then they took time out. And so this is what is happening here. Why, he had to finish out his term of office, and he can't open his mouth. And now that he is given time off, well, he can keep quiet, and I imagine listen to Elizabeth. "And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men. And this is something quite interesting. Here is this man, Zacharias, he can't talk. And Elizabeth, she's gone off with him to hide herself because this is something that's quite unusual. And don't you imagine she talked his right arm off during that period and said, isn't it wonderful, Zacharias, we're going to have a son.